I thought I'd carry on doing my rambly birdie one. Do a part two rambly boo. Or day two rambly boo. So this is another rambly boo from the cemetery. Just been watching a squirrel. You know, the tree above, and it's got some branches in its mouth. It's away right above over the trees. See, it's what I like about not having to go to work. I can come and observe stuff. So we're right in the bottom part of the cemetery now. And there's nothing going on, it's virtually silent. Got the only bird song at all. So I've interested to see whether I do rambly boos from when I go to Yorkshire. So we go to Yorkshire next Sunday. Well, it actually might be Monday. It might be Monday actually. So that's once again, it's. See, I'm struggling with other people at the moment. So we're in the cemetery and there's a tap. So somebody's put a piece of hose on to fill up the containers for the flowers. So someone's obviously decided it's a good plan to cut the hose off. Why on earth would you do that? I don't understand it. It's a perfect piece of good hose has gone. I don't know. I'm definitely struggling with other people. Which people allow dogs to bark, it's one thing I keep going on about, it's a recurring thing. I suppose I've got to a point where I'm definitely tired of city life. Definitely. Everywhere you go, there's somebody inflicting their lifestyle on you. I hope it's not going to be ranty boo. Is that a new word? Is that a new hashtag we can do? Ranty boo. So if you want to do a rant, you can do a ranty boo. There you go, ranty boo. It's another one. Today's installment is a ranty boo. I was listening to McColgan talking about the traffic since he moved into where he lives at the moment. Obviously, having been there, I can well sympathise with the traffic problems. So when I went to the McColgan household, obviously I was in my camper. And where McColgan is perfect for me. Nice little place to park my camper, tucked out of the way. But I can fully appreciate the problem when you pull out of your drive and the amount of cars. A couple of times I sat there for a couple of minutes and Mac had to wave me out just to get out of the place. And that's the thing with city life. I'm finding the traffic is just too much. Sometimes it's just car after car after car after car. And you struggle to get across the road and people don't let you, and they honk the horn at somebody and you jump. So I have to see what this camper does. I'm still at the stage where I'm formulating a plan. I've got no idea what the plan is. But since I gave up work, I've got this new energy to change things in my life. It goes back to the stuck in a rut syndrome, doesn't it? and people do the same thing for years. Like this heel injury has been caused by spending 30 years working in a factory, because the job I did was basically stood still. So I stood up and then I didn't really walk far because it was just the nature of the job I had to do. 30 years standing next to a table on a light box and the printing machine. Thinking about that game. And I think the exercise I did for the last few years has made this heel get worse. But I spent 30 years working in a factory. Never again, I'm not, never ever going to do that again, ever. It's one thing I've learnt to myself. Is you can change it if you want to. Aye. Yeah, I'll go back that way. Been round here once already. Doing a lap of a small part of the cemetery. Wondering at all the people who lie in the graves, what lives they led. Just observing the decision change. So we're definitely starting with autumn now, definitely. Lots of the leaves are starting to go brown. We're on the second or third of September, we've gone. So the famous sticker on some of these camper vans says, "One life, live it." So that's my new mantra. So, that's another round to be done. Not really a challenge, as I was pointed out in a tweet by Mr. Romano. So, let's have a go, eh? See what happens. Right. That's enough rambly-booness for today, I think. And we'll try another one tomorrow.